Jackie boy.
What's going on, Vic?
What's going on, brother?
Just hanging in there, man. The dynamic duo back at it again.
Yes.
One of the few last episodes of the season.
Yes, we're coming in to the ending of season three.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make all these episodes a bang.
And then there is
a cliffhanger for the last episode of season three. We're not going to discuss right now.
You're absolutely right. I totally forgot about that.
A cliffhanger we're not even supposed to tell you. It's supposed to be a nice surprise, but we're going to let you know that the last episode should be good for the beginning of season four.
I wonder, are we going to do a review? We do it every season. I wonder if we're going to do it this time.
Of course, yeah. More work for me, but yeah, we'll do a best of season three, obviously.
All right.
We're going to do that in studio, though. I will not do it unless it's in studio.
Yes.
But anyway, let's get on to episode 30, Fake News. What's on today's show?
So today we got our personal news. We got some funny fake news. And then we got some real/funny news. It's real and funny.
Fake news. So,
fake news. So it's going to be a good one. I have every indication in the world that it's going to be a good one. I stepped in shit on the way into the office. So hopefully that translates into good luck. I need some.
There you go. Stepping in shit instead of shit falling on you.
Well,
I love these stupid fucking superstitious stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. We did an episode on that, but we won't cover that again.
Let's go into the updates.
All right. So like I said, I've had some pretty bad luck these past couple of days. Apparently, while I was sleeping, I once again agreed to do something that my wife knows how to get what she wants. She waits until I'm like 2 seconds away from falling asleep and she'll slip in a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she fucked me over on this one. My kid's birthday is coming up, and I made a verbal contract that she had no problem bringing up. And she apparently asked me if I had a problem if she invited everyone for the party. And me in my sleep was just, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's how you went to Disney, right? Last time.
Yeah, that's how you booked the
fucking $10,000 trip to Disney.
So this time around, I agreed to inviting, I don't know, there's probably going to be more people at this than there were at my wedding.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people. And here's the fucked up part. She listened to the one episode where I gave our listeners the tip on how to basically avoid having people over for the holidays or for anything. And my tip was invite everyone and tell everyone that you're inviting that everyone else is invited.
Yeah.
And in that way, nobody's going to come.
Exactly. Because I don't want to see this person. Their kids are crazy. This one's always talking about the same shit. I'm not going.
Exactly. Exactly. So she heard that episode and said, no, I'm not telling anyone. Yeah. Everyone's got their own personal invite. So nobody knows anybody else is coming. So guaranteed everyone's coming. Mm-hmm. But she's playing a dangerous game.
You can kind of stop that. Just let everyone know, hey, by the way, this person's coming.
It's kind of a difficult thing to bring up if I'm not trying to like rub it in their face. Like, hey, you already said yes. What she only thought one step ahead, though, because I guarantee you after this party, it might be fun and all. But the next time that those invites come out, now it doesn't even matter if they know or not. No one's coming ever again.
Yeah.
They're all going to get here. There's probably going to be an alcoholic breakout fight. Kids are going to be yelling and screaming. No one's going to want
to. You should just have like boxing gloves in like every room, just dangling.
That's
like,
a great idea.
If you needed to get some things off your chest. Look, it's hanging right up in my ceiling.
Weird.
Whoa, there's a bell in the corner. There's webcams all over. Yeah.
Ding, ding. So yeah, she's wise to my scheme, and she avoided inviting everybody. But you know what? It'll be what it is. As far as more bad luck, this is something I kind of don't want to admit, but I guess it's a good story.
Yeah.
I hope none of my kids hear this. Yeah, I got time. So all right, wife and kids were gone for the weekend this past weekend. So for any married man with kids, that you know what that means. It means a lot of video games. And a lot of self-cranking, right? Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
So I've got Pornhub up, and I see this thumbnail of just some torso with huge melons on a stool getting railed in the poop chute.
Yeah.
Right? by a dildo that's attached to something that looks like a high school science project.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Exactly. So video's 10 minutes and I had about 3 or 4 minutes of viewing time. You skip ahead, you don't fucking, you're not going to stand there and watch the same thing for 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And there's no face reveal. There's no position change. I'm not even complaining. That's not a bad thing. I'm not timing anything. But by like the end where you know is about time, so I skip right to the end of my happy time. And the chick gets up and reveals a huge fucking wang. And
so big.
Yeah. Quickly nuts all over the back of the black stool.
Oh, my God.
The title said absolutely nothing about a tranny.
Nothing.
Zero. No indication, right?
What kind of girl is this? Or man?
They didn't show a face, nothing. Oh, I'm just nothing. Telling you, like, all you saw was like the boobs from behind. And she's just poking her butt out. He, whatever. And I was yelling at the ceiling. No! No!
Hey, 2023 off to a great start.
Yeah.
That's the gayest thing I've probably heard all day and probably all year, and it's only January 12th.
Nice. Yeah. So I went back and watched it again to make sure.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to lie. I would have laughed if it was like April Fool's and Pornhub was doing this thing. Yeah. Like, fuck with people. I would have laughed. I would have been like, all right, Pornhub,
you know what?
Check
you
me.
Deserve you a subscription. This is pretty good stuff.
No, not at all. So now my whole strategy's changed. Usually you watch the, you know, whatever, you skip the ads, the,
and play this game to make you come in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So you skim that.
Are you home alone?
Sexually mature male women are waiting for you.
Yeah.
So my whole strategy has changed. I feel a little gay. I feel a little gay. But I will say, you fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me.
You can't get fooled again.
A fooler can't get fooled again.
Why are you gay?
So now I watch the end of all the videos just to make sure. And just to make sure that the coast is clear. And then I'll go back to enjoying the original fucking video. Because you're not getting me again.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
They'll get you again. I think they'll get you again.
With a title. Dude, even the title wasn't even anything indicative of what ended up being, dude.
That is nuts, man.
I was so mad.
You got the whole room to yourself. It's like you're in a hotel. Oh. Men, hotels is like the best place to whack that carrot.
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing to worry about. Locks on lock. Someone comes in, it's fucking, they can't. It's locked. And
yeah, it's a Hispanic person bringing you up your fucking, your room service.
All right.
I'm not being fucking porno. Racist. Just usually it is. So yeah, man, that's that. I need a little change in luck because that one really put me down. If you were wondering the other day why I was a little depressed, that was why.
Okay. Yeah, Jack, now you did call sense. Me. Yeah. You're like, fuck. I liked it, but I know I can't like it.
Right.
Anyways, let me take over and,
please
wash everyone that's just been brainwashed of the bullshit. For the men out there, you know, the best day of our lives are coming. You know, I smell it. It's around the corner. Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl 57. But before Super Bowl, we got pretty good games. You know, January 14th, we got the Seahawks taking on the Niners. 9-6 are the Seahawks, 13-4, the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to go with 49ers on that one if anyone wants my opinion. The 10-7 Chargers are taking on the 9-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. That one's going to be a close game. Jaguars have been playing really good, but Chargers just have like great weapons. So I'm going to do the Chargers. It's a toss up. I'm going to go Chargers. Okay. Then you got the 9-7-1 New York Giants, G-Men, taking on the 13-4 Minnesota Vikings that are been red hot, super hot, firing up.
Nice.
They have been playing like Super Bowl champs, Super Bowl contenders. But I'm still going to go with the G-men. Yeah, New York Giants. I'm still going with Giants, even though they're playing in Minnesota.
And I brought it up to you earlier.
No, because the two times earlier this year I went against the Giants, they won. So.
We'll see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I brought it up earlier that the Vikings game that made like football history when they were down like fucking.
I think they were down 30-0, came back to win 36-33.
Fucking disgusting game. It was one of the few that I watched. I rarely, guys, I'm not a football guy, but holy fuck.
No, he's not. Nice pipe, by the way.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Amanda told me she didn't like me smoking cigars, so I agreed.
Okay. There you go. And then January 15th, after the Giants and Minnesota game, you have the 9-8 Miami Dolphins taking on the 13-3 Buffalo Bills. Which, by the way, if you're listening, DeMar Hamlin is doing better, breathing on his own, and was discharged as of yesterday or 2 days ago, January 10th, I believe. So
they're going to have him in, right?
Good recovery. No. The Buffalo Bills should be taking that game.
Make sure they give him that COVID shot right before the game.
Yeah. then you got, I'm not joking around about that one. The 10-7 Baltimore Ravens are taking on the 12-4 Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to give it to the Bengals on that one. And then Monday night, we have the 12-5 Dallas Cowgirls versus the 8-9 Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is going to be an interesting game. I'm going to go Dallas Cowboys on that.
Their record's better.
Not only that, I just think overall their team just connects. And don't get me wrong, Dallas is a team that disappoints. They don't have the kicker that they had last year. I think it was like Zerline or something. He's on the Jets now, but that guy can fuck up a wet dream. But we'll see. I'm still going to go Dallas Cowboys. I think they've been doing great this year overall. Defense, just playing, making plays. And,
Sounds good.
Yeah, and last but not least on my updates, my Call of Duty binge, which Jack has been a part of. Dino, shout out to Dino. Victor. The only thing is DMZ and Warzone is a group effort. This is where I don't call Jack.
I go because, rogue.
Yeah, he's not a group effort guy. It's like when you do the mission, it's kind of like you scan, snipe some people off the roofs, then like we go in firing, you know, two people go through the same door. One maybe gets on the roof, works their way down. The other two work their way up. We meet in the middle. Now, Jack is just, I'm going in there cold blind, blindfolded, going in there. Now, he's fucking dies, needs rescue, fucks up the whole thing. But when it comes to multiplayer, which is like a self success, Jack is great to play with because, you know, you're doing it for you.
You know what? I go into those things knowing that there's a group mission, but I never forget about my mission.
And your mission is to just sabotage everything.
Fuck up everything possible.
Because DMZ is very, like, you need to go out there. You need to get everything you need, exfil successfully, and then go back in the game because now you have the three armor plates. You got the large bag. You got three weapons ready to go, one being a sniper. You got the self-revive. Yep. No, you play with Jack, you get all that. Even with 4 minutes left in the game, you're dying and all that just goes to waste. All that 25 minutes of hard playing is gone.
100%.
But let's not bore the listeners. Let's get on to our topic of fake news. Which,
all right, sounds good.
In the beginning, I mean, this is amazing if they were all real, but...
Dude, I wish so much that these first three that we're going to go through were real. And I'm not going to lie. This first one, we're just going to call it the leprechaun story. I know among some chat groups, some people have been getting the photos of this person who was an Irish midget who was accused of posing as a leprechaun to basically convince women to have sex with him. And in exchange, he would give them or show them where the pot of gold was. Yeah. Now, as strange as that sounds, I know that everyone listening to this has lived through 2020, 2021, and 2022. And this one, I was just like, yeah, this is totally true.
Yeah.
Like, this definitely happened.
I could see this happening. And you just have to be in the right time, in the right town, in the right place.
Yeah.
I mean, look at a picture of this guy, too.
So his picture is absolutely hilarious. But when I plugged in to try to get some information on this, I was immediately blocked by, you know, Snopes and all these other fact checkers. Like, no, this didn't really happen. So in the article itself, it said that the 3-foot, 4-inch man was a tall Irish man. He was arrested for taking advantage of his, what they say are credulous women by posing as a leprechaun and extorting sexual favors in exchange for a fictional pot of gold hidden at the end of a rainbow. Now, I have said weirder shit to women and gotten laid.
Yes. This is not that weird.
Not too far off.
And I guarantee you there's at least two women that believe this.
If you were pasty fucking white ginger that happened to have an Irish accent, this would be the game. This is your in.
Yeah. You want to get jammy tonight?
By the way. Yeah.
Jammy being lucky.
Nice. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it would be all over that. Lick my shillelagh, I'll bring it to my Lucky Charms.
There you go.
Me and the wood elves are going to get naked.
Yeah. But, and what happens if this really was true? Like, how fast do you think those women are like, oh, so when did we get our gold?
Yeah. Before dawn.
Oh, let me get my treasure map from my mom's house in a wee bit. I'll be right back. Stay here. Don't move. Don't breathe. Okay. I could see this definitely being pulled off, man.
Hell yeah. Look, like I said, if life gave you midget lemons, you got to make some midget lemonade. And this guy tried. Well, I thought he tried. And then this all turned out to be fake. The photos from a long fucking time ago. The guy's not even a midget in real life.
Yeah, he doesn't look like
that. Nah.
He doesn't have like that big head.
It's kind of a big head.
It's big, but you could tell like if it's like that's not. Yeah.
Usually the head is big and toaster shaped. He doesn't have the midget size shape head. But yeah, this one was a big letdown. I was really hoping this guy would.
Oh, look, it's the housewives. And they turn around. Boom, I'm gone.
He gets them pregnant. Fucking. Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get me a pint of the black stuff. Yeah. And he never comes back. Oof. Told you I was magic, bitch.
I'm gone. That's hilarious, man.
This a disappointment. This next one. Okay. So I'm a huge fan, right? Huge fan of when the good guy wins.
Yeah.
Even if the good guy also happened to used to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right. So there was this article going around that I got in my inbox about a sexual predator that abuses burglars that decided to go into his house
for 5 days.
For 5 days, which would have been chef's kiss beautiful.
Yes.
Right. Just, I mean, I don't look if you didn't do anything wrong, this happened to you. Oh my God, I would feel so bad for you. But the fact that these were depicted to be burglars in my head, I was just like, yeah, this is great because I've seen videos in like Africa where the fucking burglars get chopped up into pieces. This is the least bad.
You're probably thinking of like Colombia or something.
Whatever.
Like the dog rips them up. I can't watch shit like that, man. That's disgusting.
Don't. It'll mess you up permanently.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that honestly, in comparison to that, this ain't too bad. But this guy is a mammoth of a man. And there's a picture of him. He actually exists.
Yeah.
And he's the fake article says that he was a gay sexual predator who sodomized two burglars. He's named Harrington, known as Wolfman. I would have put him in as Bear Man, Man Bear Pig.
Well, he would definitely in the gay community fall under as a bear. Because the guy is what, 6'7", 300 pounds, just
solid
rock, hairy chest, got the dog tags hanging. That's a bear. Don't ask how I know these things. I know these things. I got great gay friends. They let me know the 311, 411, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Call up 411. Hi, could I have a definition for
bear? The animal or the human?
Yeah. So in the article, it says the police only intervened after a neighbor heard the men's cries for help. But after 5 days, you got to wonder how many it took them 5 days to be like, man, there's a lot of screaming going on around there. So it smelled like kind of bullshit. Mm. But this thing was reported in a British tabloid called the Sunday Sport, published a mixture of softcore porn, gossip and other stories like Donkey Robs a Bank. You know, where aliens turned our sun into a fish finger or some stupid ass shit.
Gotcha.
That would have been so great, though, man. Those guys walk in, this fucking giant man just
comes up. Well, I love it because this
you're here to Sunday, take my shit?
Yeah, this Sunday Sport British tabloid over here actually has, it looks like it's like on page 6 of the Daily News.
Yeah.
Like they have, you know, you could check all this, guys. We got a YouTube for a reason. Now we got pictures up. We got our faces. Subscribe. Put the, we're making this more as an image now. It's no more just the effort. Audio. Yeah.
Into looking this good.
Exactly. You're
not look at my face.
I did my beard for 30 minutes before I got on. I spent more time like on my guys. Beard than this whole fucking episode's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, look at this bear guy, man. He's a beast. And then, you know, we throw up some beautiful other pictures of what real bears look like because this guy's just fucking jacked and solid. But if you typically go to a gay club and see real bears, this is more like what you're seeing now on YouTube is what you're going to run into.
Yeah. Oh, looks rough. But yeah, I don't know if this guy was I think in the article that Snopes corrected says that this guy was actually caught with lewd behavior with a minor. So this guy was presumably, I don't know what to believe anymore with these that instantly come up as fake. But yeah, man, I could just imagine them coming in and he's like, oh, time to pack your shit. You trying to take my shit?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm going to pack your shitter.
would you even fight a man that big? Like, would you even take a shot?
I would have to attempt. Yes.
I'd be like, wait, hold on. Before you do, I got to show you this video.
Yeah. Hold on. Save your thought. I got a guy that knows where a golden fucking pot of gold is. Yeah. He's about 3'4". I think he's more your type, Bear. Yeah, no. I would have to fight.
Go out swinging.
I'll lose.
You're much taller than me.
I'll lose and walk out with, you know, a hip injury, but I'm fighting.
I'd have to walk out holding his pocket because there's no way I could fight that thing.
Hi, Mr. Bear.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So for this next one, I got a little bit too involved with because it involved my old favorite place that's no longer my favorite place.
But Hold on. Before you get into that thought, I just want to let everyone know that the first two, I was like, I can't really believe. I mean, yes. Is it possible? Yes. Anything's possible. But when you mentioned this one, I for sure thought this is like a positive thing from the generation that's complaining. Because I'm with them on this. But
I kind of get where you're going with it, but and there's stats to back that up, to back up your, you know, how you feel about it, actually. But they're not, the article had said that Hooters is shutting down because millennials aren't into boobs anymore. And I looked at that and I said, there's no fucking way, because there's never been a generation that's not into boobs.
Yes.
So I was wrong.
Yes and no.
But to generalize an entire fucking generation of people, because the stats came back from a 2017 study that cited data from Pornhub that said that the millennial users were 19% less likely to search for breasts compared to other age groups.
Yeah.
Okay. But does that equal an entire fucking chain shutting down? But I really wish they would rebrand, because now, to your point, Hooters fucking sucks now.
I don't like Hooters. I'm never a fan of Hooters.
When was the last time you went?
I can't remember. I can't recall. Can't recall. I did go once after a softball game, but that's because that was the only place nearby to eat. I'm not a Hooters fan. I would preferably go with B-Dubs or just the bar at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, B-Dubs is the best franchise, in my opinion, for wings. Unless,
yeah,
and they're everywhere. You can't everywhere. Fucking avoid
they got them. Over what, like 17, 18 flavors, I believe. Don't quote, but Hooters, it's what, mild, hot, naked, or barbecue. And to be honest, I don't enjoy eating their wings. I don't.
No. So, and to top off their shitty food, you also have women walking around who are 3,000 pounds overweight or have no tits. You've lost your base. You've lost the people you were
losing the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand it. So I went to Hooters about 7-8 years ago.
That was the last time you were there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
About,
yeah. Nothing's changed, just to let you know.
No, and not from anything I've heard, they haven't changed up anything. I'm not going to say they went woke, but I remember seeing that they were starting to allow some women that honestly.
Like the boss's daughter. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd rather go to a strip club and eat at the sushi bar. Put it that way. At least the music is
still
good.
Disgusting, but it's going to come to the point like in 2000, maybe 30, where that's going to be just the norm.
Yeah.
Men are just going to go to strip clubs and eat steak and sushi. And
I'm ahead of my time.
And
I
a meatball sub. You are ahead of your time.
The reason that this got me into it, because my ex, long, long time ago, wanted to work there. And I told her no. We fought over it. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did. She originally wanted to go because her flat-chested friend worked there. And she was just the girl that brought you to your seats because they were still, you know, it was still when it was good. So they wouldn't let you. Yeah, the host. Thank you. They weren't going to let her serve because she wasn't going to get any tips. Mm-hmm. And it was the good old days. And yes, I did save that whore. She would have ended up a stripper at some truck stop.
Yes.
But I pushed her to go to school.
Hooters is like the beginning of a downfall. So it's either you pick up and go, where the fuck am I going and get out of it? Or you just end up, oh, well, what else can I do with my body?
It's a soft toe into the pool.
Let me be a bartender now. Yeah. You know what? Let me be a bartender at a strip club. Let me just give massages. All right, let me get on this pole. Whoa. I'm already here, right?
Let's get some butt injections.
Yeah.
It'll get me more money.
Let me get a facelift and Botox and some fillers and see where this goes.
And in true fashion, not a single thank you was given to me for saving her. So, whatever.
But it is what there it is. Is a picture here. These are large women.
These are moose.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to like, okay, they're in front of Hooters. I'm describing it. You can check it out on YouTube. I'm describing it. There's 2, 4, 7 girls. They're large women. They're plus size. Okay. Now I can't tell because they're taking the picture in front of a Hooters. Is this like a Halloween thing? They went out to eat before they went to a Halloween party, or this is the actual staff.
It doesn't look genuine.
Yeah. They go from, I think the shortest looks like they're 5'4", the tallest looks about 6', and their weight range is about 220 to about 300.
I'm going to be completely honest. This looks like a group of women that used to work at Hooters when they were like 18, 19.
And okay, I can see that.
Came back because they still had the outfit and put it on and just said, let's go take some pictures.
No. You know,
yeah. They definitely look like they're in clothes that don't fit them. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and.
And then
like,
you got
that
this
would
one
turn
girl.
Me off of the meal. I wouldn't even want to eat after looking at that. But that's just me. I know there's a lot of guys out there that are all about the, you know, if she ain't 280, she ain't a lady.
Yeah, that's a, like a Marine's rule. If she ain't 280, really? She's not a lady. Well, the Marine that I met that told me this fucking 7, 8 years ago, that was one of his rules. And I'm telling you, man, it was true. He showed me pictures of his old lady. She was about 280.
I wouldn't trust these chicks anywhere near the kitchen.
No.
But anyway.
Wait, what am I supposed to do with this tray? Bring it to table 12. 12. 1, 2.
There's bones on the plate. This is your meal?
Oh, no. This goes in the garbage. Then I get it. So, hey, listen. Sometimes it's a paycheck. If you got it, do it. But I wouldn't invest full time.
No. So, fake article. They're obviously not shutting down. They're going to continue with their horrible service. And
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Listen, if you want to do it because you never done it, then go ahead. But B-Dubs is where it's at. Or a great bar that serves great fucking wings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because Hooters and they're is open. Not.
You know they're
their French fries are okay. I'm the guy that goes to Hooters and don't order wings. Yeah, like I would just order a burger. If they even sell burgers, I don't even know. But so, Jack, we did fake news.
We did.
Let's get on to some real news.
Yeah.
Jack, what do we got for some real news?
So I know at least the people in Louisiana have heard about this, the men especially, because Louisiana is going to start requiring, or at least has started requiring ID for adult sites. calling for, because there's a public health crisis. Too much porn equals public health crisis. This is what Louisiana's worried about.
What would I hold that? That's insane. I'll tell you why.
It doesn't make sense.
Because when I read this, well, when you just read it, I didn't go over your news because you've been spot on every time and it's been great. But I'm reading public health crisis. Let me tell you something. 90% of the time when a guy jerks off, they just go straight to bed and do nothing. Now you get to build this fucking rage in him.
No.
They might end up doing something even more nuts.
You know what? If you're on any website and you don't know about VPNs, I don't know what generation you were in, but if you're in deep, you know, this would be a great time to plug our VPN sponsor if we fucking had one.
If we had one.
So, yeah.
But speaking of VPN, you're right, because, you know, I'm out of the military. I think I can say this now. When I was in Korea, the porn is banned in Korea. I was there for almost 10 months. And I was, not that I lost it. Everyone, you know, when you're in the stateside, they're like, hey, just download everything you can now. So, I mean, people were bringing hard drives of porn.
Yeah.
And one of the guys.
The old generation. Yeah.
Exactly. One of the 92, don't get me wrong, I think it's 92 Alpha. Those are like your admin guys, the people that do most of the paperwork. He goes, dude, just get a VPN. I was like, what? Because, you know, I'm dumb. I'm like 26 years old. I'm like, what are you talking about, VPN? He goes, I got you. When we get out there, we're good. You don't need to download. Yeah. I mean, you had people bringing CDs, fucking hard drives. They were nuts. I couldn't. Yeah.
There's some classic porn videos that you can watch again. But I haven't seen anything in the last 10 years where I'm like, I'm going to fucking type in this title fucking letter for letter because I gotta watch.
Been there.
You know what I mean? It's not
been
a thing.
There, done that, John Deere.
All right. So Louisiana's new act number 440 claims porn is causing a public health crisis for younger viewers, citing that it, quote, contributes to the hypersexualization of teens and prepubescent children and may lead to low self-esteem. So this is pretty much just to get anybody that's under the age of 18
watch porn. Yeah, I could see that being true, though. It could cause probably depression.
Yeah, I remember on fucking AOL dial-up trying to print out a picture of some tits.
We used to jerk off the pictures.
Yeah, at the speed that videos used to run on, they might as well have been pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't see how this is going to stop anybody at all.
Listen, if there's a will, there's a way, right?
100%. Listen. 100%.
It's like almost like a fake bill. People, like, you know, the government, like, oh, no, you can't fake this one. Yeah, they got to figure it out. It's only a matter of time. But this whole porn thing, man, yeah, I get it. I'm not saying what they're claiming, the health crisis and younger viewers or something, but at the same time, didn't we have, like, friends that grow up, I don't know if this is true or not. We don't have the data to support this, but maybe one day we will. Like, if you jerk off constantly, you're not going to even want to get it in real life. I never had that issue, but I could see that kind of being true, but I don't think so, right?
I don't know, but I will say that I think there's a lot more guys that go through life right now without even trying to get laid.
I do see that. Even when we go out to, like, bars and stuff, you could, like, guys are like, oh, it's just guy time. I get it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could spot
for the younger age we're talking, not us. I'm old. I don't want to talk to nobody. I literally want to go eat, drink, and then come back.
We'll figure it out. We'll talk to some people. We'll get some interviews in. Excuse me, sir. How would you feel if porn was taken away from you?
What?
Yeah. I don't see it.
It's going to be huge.
All right, so moving on to the next one. We already actually covered this story a while ago about a man who became a dog, not like through surgery or anything, but he bought a suit for like 2 million fucking Japanese yen, which converts to $15,000, which is still a lot of money for a suit. Like, if I'm paying $15,000 for a suit, it better be Iron Man suit.
Yeah, exactly. Signed. The one he wore.
It looks realistic.
Robbie Downey Jr., right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does. This dog suit does look pretty realistic.
Right. But the reason it's back Lassie, in the news, right? Today, I don't, it's one, yeah, the Lassie dog. I don't know what the fuck it's called though. Whatever.
I wonder if it has like super, a thing in the suit where your balls can actually hang.
I don't know.
See, this is stuff where people need to cover. We get that the guy wants to become a dog, which is weird as fuck. I get right. that he spent now almost a little over $15,000 on the suit. But people like us want to know, does it come with the holes for your balls and dick to hang? Like, what's going on here?
I don't think this person's interested in things like that.
No, okay.
I don't see it.
I am.
No, I mean, I know I am too. So this gentleman, Taco from Japan, he's also a YouTuber who films himself doing weird shit
with his guy.
Suit on. Yeah. And he's in the news today because he was recently quoted saying in an interview that he rarely tells his friends what he does because he's afraid they will think he's weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
No shit. I'm reading this, don't know you, and I think you're fucking psychotic. I wouldn't leave my kids with you. I wouldn't leave my dog with you. I would leave my kids over my dogs with you.
Yeah. I don't get it, man. And he went on to say that his friends and family seemed very surprised to learn that he became an animal. Mm. No shit. Yeah. They find you weird?
And it's like saying, like, hey, Tucko, what's all this dog food and bowls in your house? And like, oh, I was watching my neighbor's dog or something.
Yeah. It's probably a safe bet that he doesn't go walking around in, like, I don't know, Korea.
How's his YouTube? Is he big? Exploding,
I, you know,
right?
I don't know.
They're probably making money off this stupid shit.
I'm not going to even dive into that because Pornhub's going to look at that and go, oh, you're into animals. And then the next video is going to be weird.
You must have voted for Biden. No, I'm kidding. All right. What's our next article? This is our last one, right?
Yeah, man. We're on to the next one. This one is pretty good. So there's a lawsuit going on in Germany right now for a man failing to get his friend's wife pregnant. And I don't know whether to feel bad for him or not, but apparently this one guy is dating this bombshell chick, and he can't get her pregnant. So he asks his friend, let me get a name over here, Demetrius Supopoulos, found out that he was sterile. It does, doesn't it? And he found out he was sterile and unable to have children with his beautiful wife, Trot. So he got his neighbor to, you know, bang her out a couple of times, hoping that he would get not for nothing, but I think that would be nice if, you know, if I can't have kids, be like, oh, you know. And
listen, I'm not spending $30,000 to do the, you know, the, what's it called, incision or something. Let me just get my neighbor.
Yeah, whatever. They just, they fill up a fucking turkey.
Don't even pay me at that point. This is fun all in itself.
Especially because she's so hot. Mm-hmm. But I guess this guy had to be like humble about it. And he was like, well, I guess I'll do it if, you know, he got some money out of it. $2,500 actually for banging his hot wife.
I guarantee you they were fucking before this incision.
But I don't know. But the wife was apparently like, I don't like this any more than you. Oh, no, sorry. The friend was saying, hey, look, buddy, I don't like this any more than you. I'm just doing it for the money. Try and understand. Mm-hmm.
Come on, you motherfucker. Just fuck me already.
I don't even know whose house this took place in, but apparently 3 nights a week for 6 months.
God bless.
6 months.
God bless. What a neighbor, huh?
And not a single pregnancy out of that whole thing. Mm. That's 72 times that they fucked. And
I can't believe
baby.
This is real. This is something what I thought would have been in the fake news.
And the fake news.
This is
right?
real.
Yeah, it's no, really this happening. Is 100% real. But the twist is
on,
that
speak a little German.
He still wouldn't. She still wasn't getting pregnant. So they went to the doctor to find out what's going on with his junk. And it turns out that he's sterile, too, which is weird because he had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So then the wife of the friend was confronted.
If the wife,
apparently she had an affair and the two kids aren't his.
Beautiful. Happy ending.
Oh man. You know what? If she cheated on you and you got two kids out of it, you were raising them like your own, Plus, you got to fuck your hot ass neighbor's wife.
I mean, it was going
to
be that way anyway. Wife. So,
at that point,
enjoy. I was going to say just before desserts. You said the ending. If this is still going on, I'm sure Jack can make kids like anything, man.
Oh yeah,
you might want to bring her over. Come to the studio. We'll do a whole interview. She'll leave out with twins. I guarantee you. Yeah. Two or more
twins, triplets, whatever. Yeah. We'll schedule. All right. We'll schedule that interview.
I think that's going to wrap it up. Jack, what do you got?
Hell yeah. Hey, I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in once again. We're wrapping up the season with a couple more episodes, but we, of course, always enjoy making these for you. Just please support us by liking, sharing, and subscribing.
Yeah, that's how you can show your love and support. I'm not asking you to go ahead and pay for anything. We're doing this as a mental therapeutic. You know, some people drink hot tea and some people do podcasts, right? Some people smoke joints. But anyway, that was episode 30. We got a few more left for the season until we go into season 4, which is in May. But like, follow, subscribe, show your love, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.